This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 31. It says there, Jesus said to them, "Come away with me. Let us go alone to a quiet place and rest for a while." Many people were coming and going. They could not even eat. End of quote. Maya Angelou, an American poet, singer, and civil rights activist, said this, "Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us." End of quote. Mark Buchanan, an American physicist and author, said, "Most of the things we need to be most fully alive never come in busyness. They always grow in rest." End of quote. Alan Cohen, a popular American author of inspirational books, said, "There is virtue in work and there is virtue in rest. Use both and overlook neither." End of quote. When you are very busy with no rest, then you would not be able to love or do anything worthwhile. You feel emotionally drained. Without having rest, we can get upset and angry, especially with our spouse and children. They are the most loved in our lives. However, we end up shouting at them. Jesus sent his disciples two by two to preach, heal sick, and cast out impure spirits. They were busy doing all these tasks. Now, on top of that, they heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. They were physically and emotionally worn out with the works and the horrible news. Many people were coming and going. They did not even have time to eat. Jesus knew the need of rest. He said to them, "Come away with me. Let us go alone to a quiet place and rest for a while." End of quote. Beloved, when you are physically and emotionally worn out, you feel inadequate for the task in front of you. You even think you are a failure. What you need are quietness and rest. Jesus asks you to be alone and take rest. We all need to be alone and have rest to rejuvenate ourselves before we torn apart and wore out. You see, the David, the king of Israel, who wrote many psalms, said this when he was physically and emotionally tired. He said, and it is recorded in Psalm 55:6, "Oh, what I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." God's servants, Jesus lovers, also need rest in their life. Make sure be alone and take rest. You may have to go out and eat some good food. Take an evening or morning rest with doing nothing. Take a day or two off. Sometimes we think taking time off is a sin, because we want to serve the Lord. We are passionate about it. However, taking rest and time apart is not a sin. God, after the creation of all, commanded them in Genesis 2:2. He said, "By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work." End of quote. Bible says in Isaiah 40:28, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary." End of quote. Then why did the Lord took a day off? Not for him, because he never gets tired or weary. I believe he set an example for us to follow. You see, quietness and rest is imperative for effective work and service. Alternatively, we will not be able to love and help others if you do not have quiet time and rest. Body and soul recuperates from quietness and rest. Beloved, if you never came to Jesus Christ, you do not even have rest for your souls. Jesus lovingly calls you. He is the Savior of your life. If you come to Jesus, He will grant you rest for your souls here on this earth and throughout eternity after your death. He forgives your sins. He loves you unconditionally. He grants you peace with God and wonderful peace of God and eternal life in heaven. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me, please. Father in heaven, I need the rest you promised for my soul and spirit. I invite Jesus into my heart now. Come and bless me with your rest and peace. I believe you died in my place and rose again for all of my sins. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.